Daily Readings and Remembrances, a ministry of the Orthodox Christian Network.
The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 13, verses 11 through 14, and chapter 14, verses 1 through 4. Brethren, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. Let us then cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves becomingly as in the day, not in reveling and drunkenness, not in debauchery and licentiousness, not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. As for the man who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not for disputes over opinions. One believes he may eat anything, while the weak man eats only vegetables. Let not him who eats despise him who abstains, and let not him who abstains pass judgment on him who eats, for God has welcomed him. Who are you to pass judgment on the servant of another? It is before his own master that he stands or falls, and he will be upheld, for God is able to make him stand. Today's Gospel is according to St. Matthew, chapter 6, verses 14 through 21. The Lord said, "If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And when you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by men, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume, and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." On this day, the 18th of February, we commemorate Leo the Great, Pope of Rome. According to some, this saint was born in Rome, but according to others, in Tyrrhenia, Tuscany, and was consecrated to the archiepiscopal throne of Rome in 440. In 448, when St. Flavian, Archbishop of Constantinople, summoned Eutyches, an archimandrite in Constantinople, to give account for his teaching that there was only one nature in Christ after the Incarnation, Eutyches appealed to St. Leo in Rome. After St. Leo had carefully examined Eutyches' teachings, he wrote an epistle to St. Flavian, setting forth the Orthodox teaching of the person of Christ and his two natures, and also counseling Flavian that, should Eutyches sincerely repent of his error, he should be received back with all goodwill. At the council held in Ephesus in 449, which was presided over by Dioscorus, Patriarch of Alexandria, and which St. Leo, in a letter to the Holy Empress Pulcheria in 451, was the first to call the Robber Council, Dioscorus, having military might behind him, did not allow St. Leo's epistle to Flavian to be read, although repeatedly asked to do so. Even before the Robber Council was held, Dioscorus had uncanonically received the unrepentant Eutyches back into communion. Because St. Leo had many cares in Rome, owing to the wars of Attila the Hun and other barbarians, in 451 he sent four delegates to the Fourth Ecumenical Council, where 630 fathers gathered in Chalcedon during the reign of Marcion to condemn the teachings of Eutyches and those who supported him. St. Leo's epistle to Flavian was read at the Fourth Council and was confirmed by the Holy Fathers as the Orthodox teaching of the incarnate person of our Lord. It is also called the Tome of Leo. The saint wrote many works in Latin. He reposed in 461. Copyright Holy Transfiguration Monastery, Brookline, Massachusetts. Used by permission. All rights reserved. The preceding daily Bible readings and lives of the saints were automatically generated by the Greek Orthodox Archdiocese of America's online chapel initiative and used with permission. They are produced by the Orthodox Christian Network. You can also receive these daily readings online via email, Facebook, or on your mobile phone by visiting www.goarch.org and www.myocn.net. If you enjoy listening to Readings and Remembrances, please consider donating to continue its production so it can be shared with the faithful throughout the world. You can do so by visiting our website at www.myocn.net or by calling us at 954-522-5567.